Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
If you're the purchasing manager at a manufacturing plant, you know having a trusted partner makes all the difference. That's why, hands down, you count on Grainger for auto reordering. With on-time restocks, your team will have the cut-resistant gloves they need at the start of their shift. And you can end your day knowing they've got safety well in hand. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Paranormal experiences don't really work to a timescale, and therefore, we invite you to listen to a dark minisode.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the penultimate dark minisode of season 22. And of course, if you celebrate it, Merry Christmas. And if you don't, or if it's just not for you, then either way, I hope you have the best week you can possibly have. Of course, a quick reminder that we are always giving away a free week trial for anyone who wants to try our Patreon. And when you try our Patreon, or you become a full Patreon member, you skip the adverts. Now, I've said it before, and I'll say it again. During Christmas and the January sales, you will be inundated with adverts on any podcast you listen to. However, at our lowest tier, you get ad-free versions of the show. So, at least until the end of January, I would strongly consider becoming a member of our Patreon. Joining at the higher tier means that when we have our season break coming up shortly, you will still receive an extra show every week in the form of Dark Bites and access to the full back catalogue of Dark Bites for you to binge over this festive season, which is now roughly around 170 plus hours. So if you've dealt with everyone else, why don't you treat yourself and go to the show notes, click the link for Patreon there, or go to patreon.com/thedarkparanormal. And of course, in our show notes will be a link to submit your own experience for season 23. As I say, we have that season planned out, but when the right episode comes in, we will make sure we find space for it. And with the number of shows that we do need content for, I can guarantee that if your submission is a paragraph or much, much longer, we will find an audience for it. So you can either click the link in the show notes for your submission or go to thedarkparanormal.com and click on Submit My Experience. And on the subject of submitting experiences, we have the following from Anonymous, who writes, "Hi, Kevin. First, let me thank you for taking the time to read this. I've never shared this experience outside of my immediate family and some close friends. Because my husband and I are not the homeowners of the home that I'll be talking about, and my best friend lives there now along with another good friend who is the homeowner's son, I will remain anonymous and change their names as I go to protect anonymity. A quick little background of me. You can call me Felinara. There are people who know me by that name and they know this story already. Some others who know me in geek circles by that name aren't into the paranormal, so likely won't listen to the podcast. I've experienced the paranormal since I was little. I'm an identical twin. And for example, at 4 years old, my sister had appendicitis. Now, although she never complained with any pain, I would wake in the middle of the night screaming in agony. After several appointments with our pediatrician, who could find nothing wrong with me, he asked our mother to bring us both in. When he examined my sister, he instructed our mother to take my sister to the ER, and he'd meet us there. And there, she had emergency surgery to remove her appendix. The empathic connection between us continues to this day, even though my sister and I live in two different states. When I was around 5 years old, my sister and I shared a room. We shared a double-sized bed at that age. This was 1980. I slept on the side closest to the window, as sometimes I'd have trouble sleeping, so I would look out of the window until I fell asleep. On this particular night, I'd been deeply asleep for a little while, but then randomly woke up when I thought I heard a noise. On opening my eyes, I saw the distinct shadow of a head and shoulders going in front of my window. It had a grotesque grin and empty eyes, as in, it didn't have any. It was eerily cartoonish, wearing an old-style fedora hat. It moved quickly across my window, and when it did, the shadow was so dense I couldn't see my window behind it. I'll be 50 in November, but still recall this like it happened yesterday. My little 5-year-old self was terrified. I'm not ashamed to say that I threw the blankets over my head and trembled, afraid to go back asleep. Tears streamed from my eyes, but I was too scared to even make the tiniest noise. I never encountered that entity again. A few years ago, a family friend put me onto a documentary about Hat Man, and I now think that may have been what I encountered. I'm very curious to hear what our community thinks about that one. But I digress. This wasn't actually the encounter I was going to share, but since it's one of the very few truly terrifying experiences I've had, well, it made sense to share. Anyhow, fast forward to about when I get married and my husband, I'll call him Evan, and I had a beautiful baby. The baby was about 6 months old, and we were living in a small one-bedroom apartment. So when Evan's best friend moved his family for work out of state, instead of him putting his home up for sale, we rented it from him. I never felt alone in this home. I worked a lot and had started college. I'm in my 30s at this point, and I worked until either 9 or 10 at night, and my husband worked a crazy swing shift, which left him working late nights and a couple of overnights. So, with baby asleep in their room, my baby is now a teenager and non-binary, so we do use the they-them pronouns. Evan headed to work as soon as I'd get in. I'd settle in to start laundry, wash dishes, mop the floor, feed the cats, and then take a cup of tea downstairs and do homework until around 2 or 3 a.m. Then I'd crawl back upstairs to bed and rinse and repeat. Mum life. Sometimes I would be coming up the stairs or going down to my computer area, and I would hear my name be called. Or worse, I'd hear, "Mummy," in a toddler's voice later when my baby was about a year and a half old. I would run to their room, but my baby would be sound asleep. My kiddo is still a deep sleeper to this day, and they're nearly 17. I would also be up in the kitchen late doing dishes, washing the floor, or sitting in the living room, maybe reading, and I'd feel electric chills dance up and down my spine, and the house would suddenly feel very crowded. Now, I hated that feeling, but it didn't bother me anywhere near as much as hearing my name in what was my husband's voice, or hearing "Mummy" in my baby's voice. I'll interject here to let you know that I've been a practicing Wiccan and witch since 1986. So on a regular basis during the full moon as it turns to wane, I would sage the home and perform a ritual to banish unwanted spirits. I've no issue with any spirits who mean us no harm, but anything meaning harm was clearly shown the door. Having a young child, my mama bear protective nature overrode any fear I may have had. Also discovering in my late teens, early 20s, that my sister and I were both mediums, I learned how to deal with that and to protect myself and my family. After about 2.5 years, a shitstorm kind of happened. My father-in-law got injured, and there was a long battle with his insurance to get spinal surgery he needed that left him permanently disabled. At this time, our friends that we were renting the house from moved back and needed their home back, so we moved in with my wonderful in-laws. We lived with them until a bankruptcy had them needing to go back to live in Massachusetts for a while to get financially back on their feet. Evan and I had none of our savings left, so a friend offered to let us move in with him. We'll call him Dave. And this is the house I wanted to really tell you about. My baby's nearly 5 at this point, and it's spring 2012. We moved into a home that needed a lot of work, and we'll not say anything more on that. It was far from an ideal situation, but it was the best option we had. And in spite of a lot of difficulties, I'm grateful we had a place to go whilst I finished school and we got back on our feet. This home was dark, though. In spite of having a sunroom, it's a dark house. I'm pretty sure there's a fairy door in the backyard. I hated being alone in that house. We all had experiences there except, thankfully, for my baby. There would be times Evan would be coming down the stairs and he'd nearly fall and tell me he swore he could feel something grab his ankles. I'd wake up in the middle of the night to see a black mist in our bedroom. I even saw a shadow figure about 3 feet tall that looked like it had tree roots for toes and fingers and was hunched over like a gnarly small tree. I'm pretty sure that this was either Fae or an Earth Elemental. Such creatures are ancient, non-human, and they don't hold our idea of good and evil, so are capable of both. All of the adults in this home saw shadow figures and heard things. If I left out a bit of milk and honey in the backyard as an offering, the activity would decrease. So I learned when to always put out fresh things, because when activity would increase, these entities would show themselves and I would then put out the offering and it would die down again. Though I think there was something else too that was definitely evil. While the nature entities could be mischievous, they never really mean harm, and they'd leave us be if I left the offering of milk and honey outside. The shadow figure, however, is another story altogether.
Personally, I can find it really hard to focus, and as a non-drinker, I can also find it tricky to try and wind down. And how you go about finding your personal vibe is your individual choice. Do you know there's a 100% American farm-grown online cannabis company that ship federally legal THC direct to your door? And they found a way to combine THC with carefully selected functional ingredients so they can target nearly every mood and health concern you can think of. I'm talking about Mood.com's incredible line of functional gummies. And our listeners get 20% off their first order at Mood.com with the promo code DARKPARANORMAL. Forget one-size-fits-all supplements that just get you high. Mood gummies are optimized so it can take as little as 15 minutes to take you to the mood you desire. Like the Mind Magic gummies for creativity and focus. Or PMS support to ease cramps and balance mood swings. And there's a plethora of other gummies for you to find your perfect mood. These days we all know gummies just to get high can be bought from just about anywhere. But Mood have changed the game by combining premium federally legal THC with targeted botanicals to help you get in the perfect mood in as little as 15 minutes with no dispensary lines or no awkward conversations, just better days and nights delivered discreetly to your door. Best of all, not only is every Mood product backed by a 100-day satisfaction guarantee, as mentioned, our listeners can get 20% off their first order by entering the promo code DARKPARANORMAL. So go to Mood.com and find the functional gummy that matches exactly what you're looking for and let Mood find your perfect mood. And don't forget to enter the promo code DARKPARANORMAL for 20% off. Today's episode of The Dark Paranormal is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds. Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it. So your dollar goes a long way. Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Companies and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US Soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.
I think this thing is pure evil. I would see it out of the corner of my eye. Both men in the home saw it too. Our friend, whose mum owned the home, had seen it before we ever moved in. At this time, I had 4 cats and a golden retriever. One of my cats was pretty elderly. My other kitties range in age, and my dog was about 6 years old. All of my pets were very healthy. In October 2014, in the first week, we went to Chicago for a wedding. It was a family trip, and my husband was a groomsman for the wedding. Our friend that we live with kindly took care of our cats, but we didn't think it was fair to also have them care for our dog, so my sister, who lived in our state back then, took our dog for the week we were gone. Our dog had her wellness vet visits yearly, we never missed a single one, and was up to date on all of her shots, so I wasn't concerned in the slightest about her being around my sister's equally healthy dog for a week. The trip was nice, and we came home that weekend. Fast forward to Monday, which was also Columbus Day, and my dog started acting weird. She would settle and could sleep, and her nose would get crusty. At this time, a very contagious respiratory disease was going around in dogs, so I told my sister to keep an eye on her dog, and I made an emergency vet appointment. And it was at that emergency appointment that my previously healthy 6-year-old Goldie had a heart attack and died, suddenly. I loved this dog, and I was heartbroken. Even writing this now brings me tears. I've had pets for much of my life, and raising them from babies to their last breath on this green earth. So I'm no stranger to losing a pet. It hurts, but it's part of the circle of life. I honor that pet adopting again from a shelter or adopting from foster and giving a loving home to another pet in need. I'm a huge animal lover, and it turns out my dog had congestive heart failure. My vet couldn't explain it because just earlier in the summer, my dog's heart was just fine at her wellness appointment. Fast forward to the following June, 2015. I decided it was time to cash out a 401k from my old job and we would have a nice down payment on a house. So we started house hunting. However, suddenly, I become short of breath. I couldn't sleep unless I was nearly sitting up. I had a scratch on my leg and both my legs were swollen. It was a super hot summer, and I thought I was just overworked and out of shape. I've always been a bigger girl. So I tried to just push through, hoping things would get better. One day, napping on the sofa, I had a dream where I died and I woke up and called my husband to take me to a doctor. It was a Sunday, so he took me to the ER. I had high blood pressure for the first time in my life and got diagnosed with type 2 diabetes. Not a shocker there. My grandfather had it, my mother and my sister all had it. So even though I watched my sugar intake, I did eventually get it too. Just much later in life than anyone else in my family. But the most shocking development was that I was diagnosed with congestive heart failure. It turned out I only had 25% function on the left side of my heart. I was in the hospital for an entire week. Meanwhile, my husband continued the house hunt for me, determined to move me and our child into a nice home. I came home from the hospital and shortly thereafter my best friend was in the awful position of needing to move and had no place to move to. By the end of June 2015, I was out of the hospital and our household was pretty crowded, but we were all long-time friends, so it was like living with family. To this day, I think of my best girlfriend more of a sister than I do a friend. There's simply nothing I wouldn't do for her. Anyhow, right before the July 4th holiday, my husband came up. He'd been on graveyard shift, so our sleep schedules were different even on his days off. Anyway, he comes up to wake me around 2:30 a.m. simply saying, "Honey, it's time." I knew what he meant. I put some clothes on and all the adults were already in the kitchen. We left our young child asleep in their room. My elderly cat was at death's door. Our friend that we lived with got me a chair and my husband handed my sweet cat, who was part of my life since my 20s, over to me. She was nearly 21 years old. Her birthday would have been in September. The five adults, my other three cats and my bestie's daughter's cat all gathered in a circle around me and my elderly cat. Suddenly, a peace settled over the house, and my cat, who I'd once bottle-fed from a wee kitten, who was found stray with no mama, who was sleeping in my arms, took her last breath. Tears are coming as I write this, but if any death could have been beautiful, I think that's what this could be called. Anyhow, with a heavy and truly broken heart, both physically and emotionally, we found a nice home that was move-in ready. It was a bargain, as in the home appraised higher than the asking price, so we couldn't close on it fast enough. This was late August 2015, our very own first home. We still live in our happy home today. My bestie and her children, they're now adults, still live with our other friend. By November of 2015, my cardiologist was a little surprised to find my heart back at full function, and while I still fought blood pressure with medication, I officially no longer have congestive heart failure. To this day, I only see my cardiologist annually. My best friend, however, ended up in the hospital 2 years ago, now with type 2 diabetes and high blood pressure. Coincidence? A perfectly healthy dog, prior to me getting sick, I was healthy as a horse. I rarely even got a cold. And now my previously best friend, all heart-related? My congestive heart failure reversing after only a few months? Full recovery can happen, but rarely so quickly. I have more stories, but not ones that are particularly scary other than what I've shared today. Hopefully this makes it somewhere onto the show, and you may certainly ask me anything. I hope you're well and my condolences on the loss of your father. Thank you for providing this amazing community of like-minded people and all your hard work to produce this podcast. It's truly enjoyable. All the best, Felinara. Well, thank you, Felinara, for such an intriguing email for our penultimate minisode. And what's fascinating about your minisode is this. If you go back and re-listen to the whole episode again, you will be surprised by just how much paranormal activity takes place. Felinara's lived such a life that you can get lost in some of the what seem like more significant detail, such as her illnesses, the family pet, etc. And thinking about it, I think it's these very relatable occurrences that can sometimes blind us to the information we're being told. Because just as a very brief recap, Felinara jumped from reality things that we can all relate to paranormal things, from the shadow figures to the elementals to possible fey activity to voice mimicry. It's all there. It's just told in such a way by Felinara that she seems to make the absolutely out of this world seem very normal. And that is one very bizarre and unique talent to have. So thank you, Felinara, for your wonderful experiences and the condolences for my father's passing. We're looking forward to raising a pint of Guinness for him at Christmas, as I'm sure he'd be offended if we didn't. We'll be back next week, of course, for our minisode finale. Enjoy Christmas if you celebrate it. And also a big shout out to everyone who picked up the little foo-pah by myself, playing the wrong music and intro, etc. for Dark Realms this week. That's what happens when Christmas madness starts to rise. But until next week for our Dark Minisode finale, thank you for listening, stay safe, and take care.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US Soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.